You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, I don't know if you've seen it yet on social media, but there is a beautiful tribute, a video made by an ICU nurse in Davidson County, Tennessee. She dedicates it to the people that she has tried to save and who have died in her county. Let's listen to just some of it.
Thank you for what you do, they say, but I always think, what am I really doing? Sometimes I mutter that in your room. Even though I know you've muttered your final words weeks before, I talk to you as I prick, pull, wipe, push to fight your body's deterioration from being in bed. I measure, respond, inject, watch as hero turns into helpless, helpless turns into relief that sometimes only death can give. So who's the real hero?
That nurse is Michaela Kerr. Again, she works in Davidson County, and she joins us on a phone line now. Michaela, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So what do you think when you hear that video replayed? What goes through? What's your reaction to it?
It always kind of makes me tear up, even though I made it. I made it really because I was dealing with trauma that I didn't know that I had until one day I had another patient die, not of COVID, but it was kind of the final straw, and I was just like, I need to get this out there. And that was a basic first draft, and I didn't realize how much I was holding in.
As watching it, it made me have a whole new appreciation for people who do the work that you do, in that I understood it, but it didn't connect with me that these people, we need touch, and we need the touch of family members, of loved ones who could not be there, and you were that surrogate touch. Tell me about that.
Yeah, there are moments, especially where I was working, that family members couldn't come because they were so far away, and we definitely never let them into the room unless maybe they were on the verge of dying, and even then they were wearing gloves, they were gowned up, so they still didn't get that physical human-to-human touch. And having to take care of them physically was already an emotional journey for us, but then to be there mentally, call them by their name because they've been there for so long, watching them go through the process of death because most of them did, was what ended up making us, cry to each other when we had no one else to turn to because the family members didn't even understand what it looked like to do all of these things, these invasive things, to try to keep this person alive who we knew wasn't going to make it.
I mean this in the most respectful way, but did you sometimes experience relief when a patient passed?
I have to tell you that sometimes that was the only solution, and I have said that to many people that have asked me that when they died, there was this big sigh of, like, finally they're in a much better place because of all the things that we have been doing to them. And we're stewards of death at that point. We were prolonging their lives to no end besides terminal. So it was a relief for a lot of us.
Michaela Kerr is an ICU nurse in Tennessee, and she posted a very heartfelt, touching video, a tribute to those who she has treated and lost during this pandemic. What's been the reaction of your coworkers to this?
I've had a lot of people reach out to me, both my coworkers and on social media, saying, thank you for this video. I finally feel heard for the first time. Sometimes being called a hero, we kind of roll our eyes and we're like, you have no idea. We do not feel like heroes. We have just felt beaten and battered. And does anybody else really understand? And it has been really heartwarming to hear everybody else come to me and say, I have felt the same way, because I mean, I wrote this for myself and then I just published it and put it out there. And then it was just such a feeling of community when I realized that I wasn't alone and other people felt the same way that I did.
One more about the video. Have you had experiences where family members have called you, asked you how their loved one is, and you knew they were not going to survive?
Many, 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 many times that happened. And it's so hard because they would ask, for specific numbers, saying, like, how is their oxygen today? And their oxygen has been 80 instead of 75, whereas viable is 90, So it's like the little days are like, oh, they're getting better. But, the bigger picture, we know they're not getting better, but they're focusing on the details that give them false hope. And it's always a delicate situation.
How do you handle it? I mean, it's not really your role to say that their loved one is terminal.
It is absolutely so difficult to handle it. Sometimes they come out and ask and say, what's your opinion? But honestly, you know, our job from the very beginning is to protect the patient and try to give them what we think is best. So I do, there are times that I just have to be creative with my words, watch what I say, but give them my honest opinion about maybe giving them the comfort and giving them pain meds to help them pass instead of trying to treat them for an end that's not going to end up how they want. I will tell them that.
Well, Kayla Kerr is a nurse, an ICU nurse in Davidson County, Tennessee, who created this video. Are you worried it's coming back, Michaela?
I am absolutely worried it's coming back. I had had an interview before, and that day I was like, oh, maybe it's coming back. But then that night that I worked, our COVID numbers went up significantly, especially in the ICU where I work. It has spiked, and then I put a video out there on TikTok, and I said, did you guys also experience this? And I had thousands of messages from people saying, yes, our COVID numbers have spiked as well. I've seen other videos that have said that. It is back, and it is more brutal than it was before.
Michaela Kerr, an ICU nurse at Davidson County. You can check out my Facebook page where I've posted the video. Michaela, you've done very difficult work, but you've done for us, you've helped us understand maybe in a way that we hadn't before, even though we're so long into this. So I thank you for that, and I certainly thank you for your time. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Michaela Kerr, an ICU nurse. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Let's check in now on the traffic. Here's Gabe Salgado.